وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. أمين، بارك الله فيكم، أمين يا رب العالمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. الحمد لله، الله سبحانه وتعالى affords us this opportunity again through his karam and mercy to share certain aspects concerning the greatest of people and concerning the Quran and the Sunnah. الحمد لله, we were in the discussion of Hazrat Ibrahim عليه السلام, Subhanallah, the father of the Anbiya alayhim wassalam, and how Allah blessed him with Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam at such an advanced age of 86. And then the command of Allah Ta'ala to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam to leave his son, his child, and that was his only child, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, in the lands of Makkah Mukarramah. And his wife Hazrat Hajar alayhi salam there. And subhanallah, when he left them there, how he made dua for them as he was leaving. The Quran Kareem in Surah Ibrahim quotes this. Subhanallah, how emotional was that dua. How he asked Allah to help them, to enable them to continue with their salah and their connection with Allah, and to soften the hearts of people and incline people towards them so that they're not oppressed, and that Allah provide for them with sustenance. And even that too. That provision is so that they may appreciate Allah's bounties. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam continues. And subhanAllah, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam tells us how Allah ta'ala blessed the mother and her son. Because as Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam was now becoming thirsty and hungry, Allah sent Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam to dig for Zamzam. And during that time, Hazrat Hajar, subhanallah, was going from mountain to mountain, from the mountain Safa to Marwa, Safa to Marwa, searching for something, some food, some help, because of her child. And then Allah shows her what is going on. She comes and she tells herself, remain silent. And she sees the angel dig under the foot of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. And now she made a channel for the water, Zamzam. The report actually says of the hadith, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words, it would have become an entire huge spring and dam if she didn't confine it in that. But it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom that she did it that way, and it remained a well that flows and gushes with the purest of water up to today, subhanallah. And this is really a miracle. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke in so many ahadith concerning the blessings of Zamzam, the greatest of water, the purest of water. Even the Mubarak, heart Mubarak, the purest of hearts, meaning Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak heart was dipped in Zamzam. This is how special is the water, Zamzam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ma'u Zamzam, lima shuriba lahu." With whatever intention you drink this water will be granted when drinking this water. Then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam repeatedly comes to Makkah Mukarramah every now and again to visit his wife and his child. And it came quite a few times, alhamdulillah. But even in that, there was a tribe that went by that weren't intending to stay there. But Allah softened their hearts when they saw Hazrat Hajar and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. And they didn't suppress them. But they were amazed at the fact that there's water here. And they sought their permission to stay. And Hazrat Hajar allowed. And alhamdulillah, it was good that became a community. And that's where Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam grew up among them, learning the Arabic language from them. This was the Jurhum tribe that hailed from Yemen. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will, how Allah decreed it that they will come there at that time. Allah decreed it that they will stay there. And Allah decreed it that Hazrat Ibrahim Ismail alayhi salam grew up among them, and he wedded from them. The leader's name was Madad. Then there's an interesting report of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam wedding a woman from there. But because of her ungrateful nature, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam left a message for him that, tell him your father says that you should change your doorstep. And when Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam returned from that journey, and he asked his wife, is there anything peculiar that happened today? Did anyone visit us today? He asked her. And then she mentioned, yes, there was an elderly person, and this is what happened, and this is what he asked, and this is what I said, and this is the message he left. So Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam sent her away, because that was the guidance of his father. And he did then wed Madad's daughter, Bint Madad. And subhanAllah, she was very appreciative, a very good partner, very suitable for Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And even when his father visited, and the elderly person was really respected, an elderly man, she took care of him, and when he asked questions, she was very appreciative. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, sensing from the situation, because you know, he has to give the best counsel for his son. His son is Allah's Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he then left this counsel for his son, that care and preserve your doorstep because of, you know, the good reasons and so forth. And what we learn from here is this doesn't mean you and I now are of the same category. And if someone is ungrateful, what about you and I who are so ungrateful? This is Allah's Nabi. These are Anbiya alayhimus salam. Their level is the highest of levels, Anbiya alayhimus salam. And also we learn the importance of the mother of the house. The doorstep is a clear indication that through the woman of the house is where deen will come into the home. Through the man, it will reach the door. But through the mother's influences and efforts, the deen will come into the home and remain in the home. Because the man is most of the time outside. A woman has the care and the responsibility of preserving deen in our homes. That's why my mothers and sisters ensure that there's ta'aleem happening in our homes. The halaqa of ta'aleem. Sit with our children and with our husband and everyone in the family. And subhanAllah, each one should read from the ta'aleem kitabs. And each one should give and share the qualities of iman and yaqeen. And each one should have an opportunity to talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a simple way. But like that, the environment of the home will be built. The bond in the family will be strengthened. Imagine in Suratul Ahzab, Allah speaks of the blessed wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah exhorts them. And this is a teaching for us. Allah exhorts them to do the ta'aleem and the rehearsal and the revision of Quran and Sunnah in their homes. وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ لَطِيفًا خَبِيرًا. Through this beautiful amal, subhanAllah, the shayateen will disperse from the home. They'll run away and the barakah and the blessings will stay in the home. And this is so important because sometimes somebody entered the home without saying Bismillah. So many shayateen gain free access into the home. But through the barakah of this beautiful amal, the malaika descend in abundance into that home. And then that causes the shayateen and filth to disperse from that home. And the home then acquires barakah and blessings. And in today's time, it's so important for us to preserve the mindset of our children. Because sadly, many make so much of gadgets available to their children and to our children. So much of negative impact it has. And how negatively does it indoctrinate the minds of the children. SubhanAllah. That's why this halaqa of ta'aleem preserves that. And in the halaqa, Anbiya alayhi muslims incidents will be discussed. In the halaqa of ta'aleem, sahaba's lives are discussed and learnt. Radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And we also learn of the incident of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam visiting his son and taking Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, and how shaitan whispers to Hazrat Hajar, you know where Ibrahim took your child? He's taken your child to kill, to slaughter your child. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam saw this dream, and the dream of the Anbiya alayhi salam is revelation. These are Anbiya, subhanAllah. And when he sees this dream repeatedly 3 times, he realizes it to be the command of Allah. He then goes to Makkah Mukarramah, takes his child. And his child was at the age where a father wants to be with his child. You are waiting for that time to be with him, for him to come with you, for him to fulfill errands with you, for him to spend time with you. But subhanAllah, this is the level of the iman of Hazrat Ibrahim and Ismail alayhim salam. In Surah Al-Saffat, Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. When Hazrat Ismail reached that age where he could go along with his father, Allahu Akbar. The father then says to his son, he takes him first. SubhanAllah, the hadith mentioned how shaitan came to him to stop him. He failed. Each time Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam pelted the devil. And that's where the haji pelts the shayateen. And What that actually means is we're pelting the whispering of the devil out of our lives. Subhanallah. That's why we emulate Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam according to the teachings of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam. Then the shaitan went to Hazrat Hajar as well. And subhanallah, how they surpassed. That even when shaitan said to Hazrat Hajar, do you know what Ibrahim is going to do to your son? See how he tries to come through the man, tries to come through the woman. That's why each one, we need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to understand the command of Allah, to understand the decision of Allah. And throughout we need to be seeking Allah ta'ala's guidance. Hazrat Hajar's reaction is, Hazrat Ibrahim will only do what Allah has commanded him to do. And even if Allah commands him to do that, he will do that. What Allah says, that is what Hazrat Ibrahim will do. Subhanallah. Amazing is the understanding of Hazrat Hajar radiallahu anha alayhi salam. Subhanallah. Then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam says to his son, Ya Bunay, O my beloved child, Inni ara fil manam. I have seen this vision in my dream that I am sacrificing you. Now tell me, Fandur, what is your opinion in this? Subhanallah, look at the reaction of this blessed child. Qala ya abati, O my beloved father, do as you are commanded to do. Interesting is his reaction. He didn't say just do what you like, or just do what you want. No sort of any ill feeling or anger or regret or being upset. No, happy with Allah's decision. That if Allah has commanded you to do that, definitely that is what you have to do. And that is what is where there is khair. And if Allah has commanded you to do more than that, just do it. إِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. Do what my Allah has commanded you to do. Father, سَتَجِدُنِي. Inshallah, you'll find me. Inshallah is not out of doubt. This is to draw the help of Allah Ta'ala. Allah forgive us. Not like how we use inshallah. Sometimes we use this as a scapegoat. Brother, you'll come and join us. Yes, yes, inshallah. We make it as though that means that, you know, we're not coming. We're just trying to get rid of you. No. Inshallah. Min as-sabirin. Allah will help me. God willing. Allah's will. I will be from the patient. Subhanallah. In this chapter, Allah Ta'ala mentions them. Falamma aslama. They both, father and son, aslama, he submitted. Both of them together surrendered to the command of Allah. And he then turns him to the right. Puts him on his side. And the reason for that was, father and son mustn't make eye contact. That mustn't hinder him from carrying out the command of Allah. Interesting is the fact that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is commanded by Allah. Why then does he consult with his son? Was he then to oppose Allah's decision? Now, in here, whether Hazrat Ismail agreed or not, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was going to carry out the order of Allah. But here, he consulted with him so that he can also get the reward and become willing to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allama Alusi also mentions that in this is the wisdom and the benefit of Mashura. And Mashura brings blessings and khair. That's why he consulted with him. It brings the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beautiful sunnah of Mashura and consultation. Now he places him to his side. And as he's now cutting him, sacrificing him for Allah's sake. Just then Allah says, we called out to him, Ayya Ibrahim, O Ibrahim, you fulfilled the command of Allah. And you've implemented Allah's decision that was shown to you in your dream. And verily, like thus, we will reward the good doers. Indeed, he is from our believing servants. That's in Surah Safat. Then Allah says, another incident is, وَبَشَّرْنَاهُ. And we gave him glad tidings of Hazrat Ishaq, نَبِيًّا, such a Nabi, مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, from the righteous. وَبَارَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَىٰ Ishaq. And we've blessed him and Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. So later on, Allah blesses Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam with another son, Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. But what's interesting here is it's clear with so many proofs that Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam is the son of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam who was sacrificed for Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced him with the ram. And Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam lived on. There's so many proofs concerning this. But astonishing is the fact that when the Bible brings this incident, it explicitly mentions that Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam is the first son of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. As it says that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was 86. Then later on in Genesis, it mentions that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was 100 when Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam was born. Then the verses say, O Ibrahim, you did not withhold from me your only son. When it says your only son, at no point in time Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam was Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam's only son. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam's only son was Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. Later on, Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam was born, and the glad tidings of Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam came simultaneous with Hazrat Ishaq's son, Hazrat Yaqub. And that's another incident which we'll be discussing soon, where the angels came and gave him those two glad tidings simultaneously, that Allah will bless you now with Ishaq, and after Ishaq is Ya'qub, وَمِن وَرَاءِ إِسْحَاقَ يَعْقُوب. Now if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, sacrifice your son Ishaq alayhi salam, and already when Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam was born, he was told that Ishaq's child will be Ya'qub, that wouldn't make sense according to the events that happened. But clear, when Allah said to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, you did not withhold from me your only son, that is Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. But the Israelites were not tolerant of the fact that this is the honor Allah afforded to Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam is Dhabihullah. Even though Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam is so great, like our Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam asked Sahaba, do you know the noblest of people? On that occasion, they didn't know the response. He said to them, among the noblest of people is Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, who's the son of such a Nabi of Allah, who's the son of a Nabi of Allah, who's the son of Khalilullah. So Hazrat Yusuf, the son of Hazrat Yaqub, the son of Hazrat Ishaq, the son of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. How amazing is our Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, where he gave the due to all Anbiya alayhi salam, like Anbiya alayhi salam gave due to each other because they love each other. But look at such people. They try to steal, despite these Anbiya having so much of honor. But the honor of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam also, they trying to steal that. So even though it's a clear contradiction in the Bible also, because Hazrat Ishaq was never his only son, but they add into the text, you did not withhold from me your only son. And they add to that, Ishaq. And that's a clear, unjust addition to the text. And that is a perpetration of injustice and corruption. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala save us. That's why we learn in the sciences of hadith. This is called mudraj. This was totally unjustly added to the text. We will continue with the discussion. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.